Budapest University of Technology and Economics Language Examination Center. This recording is copyright. Elementary Level Examination. Listening, Part 1. You will hear a text. Read the candidate copy beforehand. You will have 1 minute for that. Then listen to the text and make notes in English. You will hear the text twice. After the first listening, you will have 1 minute to write your answers. After the second listening, you will have 2 minutes to finalize them. Copy your answers in English onto the answer sheet. Now you'll have 1 minute to read the prompts. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Hiring a pet sitter.
Guardian Angel Services, good morning.
Good morning. This is Amanda Johnson speaking. I'm leaving on holiday soon and I need someone to look after my dog. It's an Irish Terrier.
We can offer you different services, either house sitting or dog boarding. Which one do you prefer?
Well, it depends on what they mean.
House sitting means a pet sitter will live in your home and care for your pet. On the other hand, if you choose dog boarding, your pet will live in a host family's house.
I see. I'm interested in dog boarding then.
Okay. You can choose either to board your dog in a home with other dogs or in a home with no other pets.
Oh, my Lucy is a very friendly dog, so I don't mind boarding her in a home with other dogs. Do I have to send anything with my dog?
Yes, we would like you to provide all the food for your pet, and you can also send some toys your dog really likes.
Is there a minimum or maximum stay?
We can care for your pets for only 1 day, for 1 month, 1 year, whatever is required.
Can you give me some information on the pet sitters?
Sure. They are all pet lovers and they've got a basic training. We always arrange a pre-meeting with your pet sitter in his or her home in advance when you can get to know him or her. We'll also ask you to fill in a checklist to inform our pet sitter about your daily routine with your pet, and we'll need details about your vet.
How much does the service cost?
Boarding one dog with our host family's own dog costs £14 per day, plus £2 administration fee. That means £16 altogether. The price includes daily walking of your dog.
Thanks for the information. I'll think it over and call you back. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Now listen again.
Hiring a pet sitter.
Guardian Angel Services, good morning.
Good morning. This is Amanda Johnson speaking. I'm leaving on holiday soon and I need someone to look after my dog. It's an Irish Terrier.
We can offer you different services, either house sitting or dog boarding. Which one do you prefer?
Well, it depends on what they mean.
House sitting means a pet sitter will live in your home and care for your pet. On the other hand, if you choose dog boarding, your pet will live in a host family's house.
I see. I'm interested in dog boarding then.
Okay. You can choose either to board your dog in a home with other dogs or in a home with no other pets.
Oh, my Lucy is a very friendly dog, so I don't mind boarding her in a home with other dogs. Do I have to send anything with my dog?
Yes, we would like you to provide all the food for your pet, and you can also send some toys your dog really likes.
Is there a minimum or maximum stay?
We can care for your pets for only one day, for 1 month, 1 year, whatever is required.
Can you give me some information on the pet sitters?
Sure. They are all pet lovers and they've got a basic training. We always arrange a pre-meeting with your pet sitter in his or her home in advance when you can get to know him or her. We'll also ask you to fill in a checklist to inform our pet sitter about your daily routine with your pet, and we'll need details about your vet.
How much does the service cost?
Boarding one dog with our host family's own dog costs £14 per day, plus £2 administration fee. That means £16 altogether. The price includes daily walking of your dog.
Thanks for the information. I'll think it over and call you back. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Now you can copy your answers onto the answer sheet. This is the end of part one. Listening, part two. You will hear a text. Read the candidate copy beforehand. You will have 2 minutes for that. Then listen to the text and choose the correct answer. You will hear the text twice. After the first listening, you will have 1 minute to choose the correct answer. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to finalize your answers. Copy your answers onto the answer sheet. Now you'll have 2 minutes to read the prompts. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Violeta Urmana.
Welcome to People and Places, where we meet interesting people. Today we have Violeta Urmana, a mezzo-soprano from Lithuania, who is famous for her Verdi roles. Our reporter talked to the tall, friendly singer on a foggy evening in New York. You're one of the most celebrated mezzo-sopranos in the world. But we understand that you started out as a soprano.
Yes, that's true. I studied as a soprano, but then I changed to mezzo-soprano. But guess what? I'm going back to soprano.
Tell us about growing up in Lithuania.
I grew up in the town of Kaunas. My father was an engineer and my mother was a museum director. They were musical, but not professionals. At that time, we couldn't do a lot of things. I never thought about learning English, for example. Why should I? There would be no chance to use it. But then everything changed. In Lithuania, we don't have good singing schools, so I went to Germany to study and started my career there.
Did you always want to sing?
Actually, I was trained as a pianist. At the age of 7, I was given a piano. I wanted just to play. I studied the piano until I was 26. I wasn't a bad pianist, but when I'd done my last exam, I never played again. After that, I started to study singing from zero.
Lithuania must be proud of you.
Yes, they are. I'm happy to say. People recognize me on the street, which I find funny. They shout, "Violeta!" Maybe I'm an example, the local girl, who has become famous.
What's your life like now?
I perform, I study, I practice. I perform again, I study again, I practice again. That's my life. I also give performances with my husband, whom I met while singing, though it's problematic to sing together because he's a lyric tenor and I'm a dramatic soprano.
Do you feel that your career is too tiring?
Well, I sing about 50 performances a year. I don't have to sit by the phone waiting for new roles. Sometimes I would like to go on holiday, but I'm happy to be so busy.
How about the future?
I'd like to concentrate on the Italian dramatic roles for soprano now. Maybe in the future, when my voice gets heavier, there will be the big Wagner roles. My voice will decide what is good for me.
Thank you very much for the interview.
Now listen again.
Violetta Urmana.
Welcome to People and Places, where we meet interesting people. Today we have Violetta Urmana, a mezzo-soprano from Lithuania, who is famous for her Verdi roles. Our reporter talked to the tall, friendly singer on a foggy evening in New York. You're one of the most celebrated mezzo-sopranos in the world. But we understand that you started out as a soprano.
Yes, that's true. I studied as a soprano, but then I changed to mezzo-soprano. But guess what? I'm going back to soprano.
Tell us about growing up in Lithuania.
I grew up in the town of Kaunas. My father was an engineer and my mother was a museum director. They were musical, but not professionals. At that time, we couldn't do a lot of things. I never thought about learning English, for example. Why should I? There would be no chance to use it. But then everything changed. In Lithuania, we don't have good singing schools, so I went to Germany to study and started my career there.
Did you always want to sing?
Actually, I was trained as a pianist. At the age of 7, I was given a piano. I wanted why, I don't know why, just to play. I studied the piano until I was 26. I wasn't a bad pianist, but when I'd done my last exam, I never played again. After that, I started to study singing from zero.
Lithuania must be proud of you.
Yes, they are. I'm happy to say. People recognize me on the street, which I find funny. They shout, "Violetta!" Maybe I'm an example, the local girl, who has become famous.
What's your life like now?
I perform, I study, I practice. I perform again, I study again, I practice again. That's my life. I also give performances with my husband, whom I met while singing, though it's problematic to sing together because he's a lyric tenor and I'm a dramatic soprano.
Do you feel that your career is too tiring?
Well, I sing about 50 performances a year. I don't have to sit by the phone waiting for new roles. Sometimes I would like to go on holiday, but I'm happy to be so busy.
How about the future?
I'd like to concentrate on the Italian dramatic roles for soprano now. Maybe in the future, when my voice gets heavier, there will be the big Wagner roles. My voice will decide what is good for me.
Thank you very much for the interview.
Now you can copy your answers onto the answer sheet. This is the end of the test.